And good morning, high school football fans. Welcome to the High School Sports Roundup here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, the ESPN app, and ESPNCoastal.com. PJ Zucco, Christian Gokel here with you this morning at the end of the regular season and looking forward to the first round of the playoffs here on Thanksgiving weekend. So coaches preparing for Thanksgiving weekend and to practice this week. And Christian, as we've talked about, as we've said, for most families, for most people, you're looking forward to a few days off of work, seeing family, all that good stuff. For football teams, you're looking forward to getting after it in practice and playing the most important games of the year. Lose and go home, win and move on here as we can't wait for playoff football. But once again, the end of the regular season and here in 2020, as we said in week one, want to reiterate the comments here at the end of the year because just like we almost couldn't believe that we were starting up football once again and we had made it to that point. Now we're here at the end of the year, and thank goodness we've made it to this point as well. It's a testament to not only the GHSA medical officials and everyone who was able to set out a plan and set out the guidelines and everything like that to make this year successful, but the people who really made it work were the coaches, were the players, and ultimately were the parents who were able to put their children in the right position, able to keep them safe in the right instances. Same thing with the teachers and the coaches and the players themselves as well, being responsible and able to navigate through this year without any. I mean, there have been changes. There have been swap around and reschedules with games and things like that. Yeah, there were a few teams that were pretty majorly affected here this year in 2020, but luckily it was not every team in the area, and it was not every team in Georgia, as now we sit at the end of the regular season and look forward to the playoffs, and that seems like a gift here in 2020, and certainly one that we won't be taking for granted, no doubt. So just wanted to commend everyone that was able to push through this year and get to this point in the season. So we look at last night. We'll get to the playoff brackets for sure, and can't wait to preview some of those with you here in the Savannah Hilton Head area. But also looking back at last night, Thursday night, and looking ahead to some games today as well. New Hampstead and Johnson do battle there on Thursday. The New Hampstead Phoenix get the 48-7 victory over Johnson there on Thursday. Finish the season 6-1. They're going to be quite the strong 3 seed there in the 4A classification. Windsor Forest, our site for ESPN Radio's High School Game Day, fueled by N-Market. No matter how interesting it was getting there, we got there. And the Knights defeat Islands, give the Sharks their first loss of the season, 10-7 there last night. Defensive battle. The offenses woke up there in the second half. But Windsor Forest was able to hold on there to a 10-7 victory over the Island Sharks. They finish off 6-1, and so does Islands. That working out, if you're talking and thinking about the city championship there for Savannah this morning, well, we're kind of in the same position we were last night. Haven't heard a definitive answer on how it will be split up or if it will be split up. I saw last night a post from New Hampstead claiming that, you know, Tri-City champions, which at the end of the day they are. 6-1 New Hampstead, Windsor Forest, Islands, and of course they all beat each other. In a normal region situation, there would be a tiebreaker for this, but this is not region play. This is county and school administration play, right? So it's their decision ultimately, I guess, what the tiebreaker is, and haven't heard anything about that, if there will be a tiebreaker either. So we'll see about that and keep you up to date on that for sure. Also, some other big games last night. Savannah Christian winning the region championship. They get it done over Savannah Country Day, 48-28. Extend the lead there in the second half, and the Raiders finish off 3-0 in region play. Savannah Country Day, 2-1 there in region play. Calvary Day, they get the victory over Aquinas, 37-19. Savannah Country Day finishes 1-2. Sorry about that, in region play. Calvary Day finishes 2-1 in region play. The Cavaliers win that one 37-19. Also, congratulations to Mark Shroud, his 100th win at Calvary Day, and obviously has done great with the Cavaliers there. Glen Academy 28-0 over Statesboro. Brunswick High 49-0 over Effingham. South Effingham defeats Bradwell Institute 28-14. Good for the Mustangs. They've had a tough year, man. They've had a tough year, and they finish off with a win. So good job getting that momentum, hopefully moving into next year for the Mustangs of South Effingham. Beach, they defeat Groves last night 34-14, and Jenkins over Savannah High 49-8. Want to also mention Richmond Hill off last night. Memorial Day canceling last night and canceling the rest of their season due to COVID concerns and widespread COVID issues. So Memorial Day, done with their season, and we'll definitely look forward to seeing them back on the football field next year. Also today, look forward to some state championship games there in Skeezah, the 2A state championship, Hilton Head Christian Academy. It seems like they're scoring 70 points every single week, 63-14 win in the semifinals last week, and they'll take on Carolina Academy today at Charleston Southern. Also at Charleston Southern, the Skeezah 1A championship, state championship, Thomas Hayward Academy taking on Lee Academy there later today. So looking forward to that. But Christian, as we mentioned, we're going to get to the brackets and look forward to that for sure. But some big wins last night for some Savannah area teams. Region championships settled, playoff brackets, all that settled. And at the end of the day, city championship, the games were settled, but we'll see what happens there. But I would say a surprise. Windsor Forest has been very good, though, over the past 4 or 5 weeks. And the Knights able to get it done at that one of the many notable games from last night.
Yeah, you obviously have more insight on that one than I do calling that game last night. But Windsor Forest, Jeb Stewart's done a great job over there. And I think he's finally got it to where he has a balance between his offense and his defense. And they both kind of complement each other. And so they're just playing hard-nosed football right now and able to stymie Islands last night. But the one that immediately jumps off the page to me, PJ, is what Savannah Christian was able to do to Country Day. I mean, that was a basketball game for a large portion of that game. But then Savannah Christian able to put the clamps down on defense and just keep it rolling on offense. I think the emergence of George Futch, I know Baker Woodward's been pounding the table for him since he was a freshman, but this dude's really stepping up and becoming a bona fide playmaker at the highest level. So excited to see what Savannah Christian can do. And anytime you have a senior quarterback who is as talented as Spencer Robichaux is, you're going to make some good runs into the playoffs. And that's all he's done since he's been at Savannah Christian. So this is a very good football team, one that I think is going to cause some problems in that single A private classification. But then you mentioned it, man, South Effingham getting a win. How about Beach getting a win to wrap up the season as well? And I know honoring DeMonta Smith, a guy who plays for Islands, but who used to go to Beach and used to play running back for him, obviously hurt over the weekend, and them honoring him I thought was awesome. But Beach getting the win and South Effingham getting the win, it's always good to go into the off season off of a win. Even if you didn't reach your goals for the season, you get the momentum going in the right way. And then in terms of the quote-unquote city championship, I know this was hugely important to the players. I know this is hugely important to the fans. I think the coaches kind of knew all season and the administrators kind of knew all season. I think this might have been the county kind of stacking the deck and saying, look, if we don't want to do the playoffs, at least we can say we played for some kind of championship.
Right.
And so we did a city championship. Coaches, administrators, ADs, they all knew we're going to fight to give these kids a chance to go to the playoffs. That was their goal. And honestly, when you get put behind the eight ball like all of these schools did, where basically you get at least two region losses already, like when you're fighting for the best you can do as a two or a three seed in your region because you're having to give them up as forfeits because you weren't allowed to play outside of your city, it puts you in a tough situation. But these coaches like Deshaun Prentup, like Jeb Stewart at Windsor Forest, they went out, won the football games they had to win. Kyle Hockman in New Hampstead won the football games they had to win to put themselves in a good situation going into the playoffs. And I guarantee you 1,000% they were fighting for their chance to play in the playoffs, not just on the football field, but on phone calls, in meetings, saying, give our kids a chance to play. And I think that might be the biggest win of the season for Savannah schools, period, is the fact that after this Friday night, they have another week to play and make a run in the GHSA playoffs, then instead of just playing for an ethereal city championship that stretches from 3A to 4A. Like,
yeah,
I know that meant a lot to the kids, but so does representing Savannah and beating teams from out of the area as well. And I know they're looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to have that rep in, and you want to be able to play against maybe some people that you know, even on opposing sides, and some people you grew up with and whatnot, and have those bragging rights. But like you said, man, some of those phone calls and whatnot, I would want to be a fly on the wall for. Some of them I wouldn't. But either way, like you said, that they were able to fight that battle and come out on the other side and have the chance to make it to the playoffs. Like you said, and to be able to show not only this area, but more how good and how talented this area is, and especially getting stronger and stronger in the public schools. And there are so many very good teams that we'll see make it to the playoffs and move forward and play in some big games next week, especially notable to me because of the games they had to forfeit and whatnot. Some great teams on the road, some great teams going to be the 3 and 4 seeds. So we'll look forward to seeing what they're able to do. As you mentioned, a big win for Windsor Forest there last night, 10-7, and especially how they responded. I heard from our good friend Dennis Knight of the Savannah Morning News. 4 turnovers in the first half for Windsor Forest, but at halftime it was still 0-0. So they were able to stay in the ball game. There were some huge, I will say, there were some huge penalties last night. Not only with false starts and offsides, that was very common, kind of back and forth. But there were also a few unsportsmanlike conduct penalties on both teams. That one kept a drive alive, 2 completely ruined a drive. For the Island Sharks, where they were down in the red zone and ended up getting pushed all the way back. I believe that one in the first half, so they didn't get any points off that. So some tough situations there. At the end of the day, the running game's able to get going in the second half. Mike Caballero is able to run the football really well and just churn off yards there up the middle. They get the field goal from that. How about Donovan Devilar comes back after that, trailing 3-0, and reels off a 62-yard touchdown run in one play. Just huge. Breaks some tackles there in the secondary and turns on the Jets. And just an impressive running back there for the Sharks that's going to give a lot of different people fits. But even after that, so they respond well with that, right? The next play from scrimmage, Mike Caballero says, all right, sure, you can do that. I can do it too. He reels off a 60-yard run and didn't get in the end zone, but he ran to get 60 yards. He ran about 150 going from each side of the field, juking and breaking tackles and everything like that down at the 2-yard line. And Devin Howard, the quarterback for Windsor Forest, who played a really solid night running the football and passing the football for the Knights, he punches it in with the QB sneak. And finally there in the fourth quarter, Islands drives down there to the red zone, but just again had to step backwards a few times due to false starts. There was a big intentional grounding call that was called on Jaden Adams, that he was dealing with a lot of pressure and pushed him back to a 46-yard field goal. And you talk about a game of inches. Windsor Forest field goal, which was, I believe, 36, 37 yards, was made by, I thought, honestly, when I saw it live, I thought it was short, and I thought it was a mistake. And then I looked at the replay and that I saw on Twitter, and it ended up, it was good just by inches. But then you'll turn it back, and honestly, Island's field goal was short by maybe a foot. So game of inches truly there last night. But at the end of the day, looking forward to some big games and some big playoff moments for all of these teams here this year. And let's go through a few of these brackets. I'm not sure if we'll make it through all of them.
I can give you 4A real quick. You ready?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah,
New Hampstead, Team 3, they're going to head on the road to take on 2 seed to be determined. Islands is going to host 3 seed to be determined. Benedictine, number 1 seed, will host 4 seed to be determined. And Jenkins, 4 seed, will head on the road to take on that tough 1 seed to be determined.
Yeah.
We're still waiting to hear. There's some games that have to be played today in that Troup County region, and those honestly are going to determine how that seeding falls. So we should know by 10, 11 o'clock tonight where those 4A schools are playing or who they're playing in terms of Islands and Benedictine as they have the home games coming up for those teams. But, yeah, still waiting. TBD in 4A right now.
Yeah, certainly certainly plenty of that. Now, I'm not going to lie. You got me there for a second. I should have known what you were doing. But, no. Some interesting ones there. Obviously, keep an eye on social media for the results of those games. And we'll try and keep you up to date on where those teams will be playing and who they will be playing later tonight when those games and matters are resolved. But you look at 6A, Glen Academy, the one seed after the three-way split at the top. They take on Grovetown next week. Richmond Hill will host Lakeside Evans.
That's a heck of a two seed.
Yeah, I mean, what a game that will be. What a team Richmond Hill is there. As you mentioned, having home field advantage there for at least the first game. You look at the second round if they make it past, which I'm sure they will with the type of team they have. Houston County and Westlake, they're waiting for Richmond Hill. The rest of that, you have Alatoona and Alexander in the bottom of that quadrant as well. But an amazing two-seed, I think, 8-2 ball club, one loss in region play for Richmond Hill. So I don't want to be playing that two-seed. Don't want to be playing the three-seed either, honestly. 7-3.
Brunswick, goodness gracious.
Yeah, 7-3 Brunswick High. One loss in region play again. They will take on Alcovy at Alcovy there next week. Statesboro, they make it into the playoffs there, and they'll take on Evans, travel up to Evans there next week. You move all the way down to the 3A bracket, since we just talked about 4A, and you look at Johnson making it to the playoffs for the first time since 2013. They will take on Peach County and the powerhouse there, but the Atom Smashers able to make it, and congratulations to them for being able to make it in the playoffs this year for sure. Windsor Forest, you talk about strong three seed, man. The Knights will take on Crisp County next week, and I think have a good chance of going in there and competing and maybe even winning the game there, and we'll be able to pay. We'll certainly look forward to that from Windsor Forest next week. Due to forfeits and everything like that, Liberty County takes the two seed. They will host Central Macon, and Southeast Bullock will host Upson Lee there next Friday evening. You move down to single A private, Savannah Christian with a bye because of how just everything is sorted out here in 2020. A bye there for Savannah Christian in the first round. They will take on the winner of St. Anne Pacelli and Mount DeSales there in a few weeks. So looking forward to that. How about Calvary Day hosting Landmark Christian next week as the two seed for the Cavaliers? Savannah Country Day, with how they've been playing late in the year, that's another strong three seed. They'll take on Whitfield Academy up at Whitfield Academy. And Aquinas, a 7-3 ball club who went 0-3 to finish the year, but honestly, a traditional power and a traditional really good football team. They travel up to Eagles Landing Christian, so they certainly better bring their A game up to Eagles Landing Christian there next week in the first round of the playoffs. But a lot to talk about and a lot to look forward to, especially for our next guest here on the High School Sports Roundup. Windsor Forest head coach Jeb Stewart will join us here on the program talking about that win over Islands and, of course, moving forward in the playoffs as well as a three seed with the Knights and an impressive three seed at that. We'll come back, talk to him here on the High School Sports Roundup on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, the ESPN app, and ESPNCoastal.com. And welcome back to the High School Sports Roundup here on ESPN Radio, Coastal Georgia, and Savannah Hilton Head, PJ Zuko, Christian Gokel with you this morning. New Hampstead on Thursday gets the victory over Johnson, 48-7. It was Windsor Forest last night over Islands, 10-7. Savannah Christian defeating Savannah Country Day, 48-28. Aquinas falling to Calvary Day, 37-19. Glen Academy over Statesboro, 28-0. Effingham falling to Brunswick High, 49-0. It was South Effingham over Bradwell Institute, 28-14. Beach beating Groves, 34-14. And Jenkins beating Savannah High, 49-8. But our site for ESPN Radio's High School Game Day, fueled by Nmarket. And a big win for Windsor Forest last night, 10-7 over the Island Sharks. Jeb Stewart, the head coach of the Windsor Forest Knight, joins us here on the High School Sports Roundup. Coach Stewart, great to have you. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, man.
Well, Coach, great to hear. Glad to have you here on the show. And yeah, big victory for Windsor Forest last night, Coach. 10-7. Offenses really woke up there in the second half, and your defense was able to hold on down the stretch and burn out the clock against Islands to get that big victory and keep the winning streak alive.
Yeah, I'm only here to talk about Crisp County right now. Just kidding. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, we're on to Crisp County. No, it was great, man. It was one of the best like high school football games I've been involved with. You know, two really good football teams. You know, their offense was very, you know, high powered. You know, we knew they were going to get their points eventually. And, you know, we just had to steady the course throughout the game.
And, Coach, you mentioned it there, man. It's just something about the sun setting earlier, the dew that kind of sets on the field when the sun goes down. It's cold outside. And, man, it's just special to be playing football in November. Last night had that playoff feel.
Yeah, it did. You know, we talked about it as a staff. You know, this is the kind of ball games we want to play in. You know, they're fun. You know, especially when you know you're going against a formidable opponent, you know, with a coaching staff that works hard and kids that work hard like ours do. Those are the fun games to play in that type of atmosphere.
Hey, Coach, absolutely. Jeb Stewart, head coach of the Windsor Forest Knights, our guest here on the High School Sports Roundup. And, Coach, obviously you got to talk defensively against Islands. As you mentioned, you know they have a high-powered offense, and your defense, especially that front seven, able to really put the clamps on and play very well, getting consistent pressure all night. Secondary able to come out big with some big bat downs and whatnot, but defensive pressure, especially up front. You talk about DeMarquez of London, Jason Snowden, Rashe Williams, able to get consistent pressure on the quarterback and on the rushing game for Islands, and obviously hold a great team to only 7 points.
Yeah, you know, our game plan was we weren't gonna let him be comfortable in the pocket. We were gonna make him, you know, have to scramble out. And we thought our back end guys were athletic enough to stay with their receivers, you know, and they played great back there. Eventually, you know, they're gonna get their catches in, but you know, don't let them have the big plays.
Absolutely, Coach. And a solid rushing attack for you guys last night. I know you got a special soft spot in your heart like I do for those guys up front on the line of scrimmage. Not a ton of points put up on the board, Coach, but consistently it seemed able to control that clock.
Right. And that's, you know, we talked about before the game, you know, every drive does not have to end in a score. We got to move the football and, you know, keep their offense, you know, off the field. You know, our front did a great job last night. Joe Maxwell, Dylan Ensweiler, Jaheim Howard, DJ Baker, Marvin Gaines, Sam Whitley, and Jordan Williams. You know, they went up against a great defensive front at Islands and, you know, held their own.
Absolutely. Jeb Stewart, head coach of the Windsor Forest Knights, our guest here on the High School Sports Roundup. They get the victory over Islands last night, 10-7, and as Christian said, able to control a lot of clock there, and it seemed like both teams, kind of both offenses, able to wear down the defense a little bit there in the second half and finally get some big running lanes there as well. Devin Howard gets the touchdown, and he played consistently well all night there at quarterback. But Coach, how about also Mike Caballero? Once he started getting those lanes and was able to break tackles, it was very hard to bring him down in the second half.
Yeah, I thought I thought Mike played one of his best games since I've been here. You know, he ran hard, hit the holes, and we changed up a little bit what we were doing offensively last night, and tried to take advantage of some things that they did with their defensive front, and really paid off for us. Devin had a great game running football. Passing game just really wasn't there, but you know, we were able to control the game with our running attack.
Coach, talk about the job of your coaching staff. I know you coming in year one as the head coach at Windsor Forest, but the guys that you have around you supporting you, coaching these players up, especially in a weird year like this where you kind of had an extended off season, but just the uncertainty, really, of the first few weeks of the season. Talk about the job those guys have done.
Oh, man, they've been awesome. You know, we started Zoom meetings early in March with the kids, and, you know, the coaches were dedicated to it. You know, brought a couple over from Jenkins, and then there were some that were from the previous staff here, and then we added in a piece or two here and there, and it's just we've gelled, and it's not only that we love coaching football, but we like being around each other, and that's a major component of it. And, you know, I can't say enough good things about them. I know sometimes I'm hard to work for, but, you know, they always rise to the occasion.
For sure. Jeb Stewart, head coach of the Windsor Forest Knights, joining us here on the High School Sports Roundup, 10-7 victory over Islands. And, Coach, I know we got a good laugh when you came on, but, yeah, I mean.
Oh, Coach, you should have seen PJ's face when you said you were just here to talk about Clinch. The panic that set in was real.
I mean, I had a lot of questions, you know. But no, honestly, yeah, you look forward to Crisp County and, again, having to be the 3 seed and – due to, you know, just how the schedule worked out and everything like that, a heck of a 3 seed here in Windsor Forest, and for the Knights being able to go on the road 6-1 on the year. But Coach, talk about, you know, not only being in that position, but also what you're going to work on this week as you prepare for a big playoff game.
Oh, we know Chris very well. You know, playing them last year when I was at Jenkins in the semifinals, and they've got just about that whole team back, you know, from last year. You know, they're very, very good on defense, very fast, physical. You know, and we'll get in here and watch the film later today and tomorrow and try to come up with a game plan, take advantage of some of the things that they do. But you know, it's going to be a big game, and we're excited about it. The kids are excited. They had the chance to go over there and play them.
No doubt about that. Windsor Forest Knights getting ready and preparing for a game on Thanksgiving week. I know that's what every coach and football program looks forward to there at the beginning of the year. And Windsor Forest able to do that and move forward here in the playoffs, taking on Crisp County next week. Certainly, I can't wait for that one. Jeb Stewart, head coach of the Windsor Forest Knights, our guest here on the High School Sports Roundup. Coach, again, great talking to you. Glad to have you on the show. Congratulations not only on a great win last night, but a fantastic season so far this year. And best of luck as you look forward to making some waves in the playoffs.
All right, I appreciate y'all, and go Knights.
Thanks so much, Coach Jeb Stewart, head coach of the Windsor Forest Knights, our guest here on the High School Sports Roundup. And them, one of those 3 seeds that, just with how everything worked out, they're going to have to go on the road. And, you know, it's tough because the way everything, just because of the forfeits and everything like that, they have to do this. But they're definitely a team that I think would not be playing on the road. Had a good chance to win a region championship or at least get the 2 seed. But that's how the cookie crumbles. And Crisp County, certainly a very good football team. But we'll have to see how Windsor Forest does. I think at this one of those games that you circle, that's going to be a great one here next week in the first round of the playoffs, and honestly could have been a second, third round mashup in my eyes if it would have worked out a different way.
Yeah, and again, it's easy to sit back and look at the decisions made at the beginning of the season now and be like, wow, how could you decide?
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're doing that, but I'm just saying it's decisions a lot of people had to make, and I'm really happy the GHSA and all the local school boards decided it was worth giving this a try for these kids, because I can't imagine what it would have been like for them to sit at home and watch college football and watch other states and watch NFL play every single weekend. So the fact that we're here, I think that's the thing I've heard over and over and over again from the coaches, is not that we're just happy to be here, but this season – it's extra special every time you get to strap on the shoulder pads on a Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. As Kevin said on the broadcast last night, there's some states that aren't playing high school football right now, some that will play in the spring, some that won't play at all. But the state of Georgia, GHSA, able to get the season in. And not only that, at the beginning of the year, throughout the season, I think it was a question if the public schools would go on and play in the playoffs as well. And thankfully, the answer to that is yes. We'll look forward to a great playoff schedule and a great playoff season for all these high school football teams for sure. But Savannah Christian, they're moving on to the playoffs as well. They win the region championship with a win over Savannah Country Day last night. They have a bye in the first week of the playoffs, so we won't be going on to next week with Baker Woodward, but we will talk about that big victory over Savannah Country Day last night here on the High School Sports Roundup on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton at the ESPN app and ESPNCoastal.com. And welcome back. It's High School Sports Roundup here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton at the ESPN app and ESPNCoastal.com. PJ Zucco, Christian Gokel here with you this morning. New Hampstead, the Phoenix, finished 6-1. They get the win over Johnson last on Thursday, 48-7. Last night, it was Windsor Forest over Islands, 10-7. Calvary Day defeating Aquinas, 37-19. Savannah Christian beating Savannah Country Day, 48-28. It was Beach over Groves, 34-14. And Jenkins defeating Savannah High, 49-8. South Effingham getting the first and only victory of the year, and good to close out the year there with a win for the Mustangs, 28-14 over Bradwell Institute. But as we mentioned, the Savannah Christian Raiders finish off 3-0 in region play, get the win over Savannah Country Day last night, 48-28. Joining us now, the head coach of Savannah Christian, Baker Woodward, here with us on the High School Sports Roundup. Coach Woodward, great to have you on. How you doing this morning?
Oh, man, it's a great day to be a Raider, man. We're doing great.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Coach. Big win there last night, 48-28, and it was back and forth for a long time, duking it out. There, got the lead at halftime and come out in the second half and able to pull away and have a huge second half to finish off 3-0 in region play.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Country Day's got a really good ball team, and you know, they do a great job coaching their guys up, and they play extremely hard. But you know, at halftime we went in the locker room, we made some adjustments, and you know, we couldn't be more proud of our team, the way they came out. And it was just a great senior night for our nine seniors, and these guys have just done a great job leading our team, and we couldn't be more proud of our Raiders.
And Coach, George Futch, a guy that you have talked about for a while now, but this season really seeming like he's exploded onto the scene, man. A huge game for him last night. Just talk about what kind of weapon you have in George.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately last night we only targeted him one time, and, you know, what was working last night was our run game. And, you know, I apologize to George all the time. I'm like, hey, bud, I'm sorry, We're up right now. We got the lead, and you know, I'm just not going to be throwing the ball when we're up like that. And you know, he's a weapon. I mean, you know, you have to devote two guys in the secondary at all times to George Futch, and that just opens up things in our running game. And you know, last night he didn't complain about it at all. He made some great crack blocks, and of course, the biggest play made of the night was that 98-yard kickoff return. And, you know, once he did that, you know, the crowd was kind of silent right before, you know, Country Day got in the ball and just drove all the way down after halftime and scored and took the lead. And, you know, then George Futch returns at 98 yards that kickoff. And, you know, that was just kind of all the momentum we need. And we just pretty much steamrolled them the second half and put up 48 points and even had a chance to score again, but we ended up taking a knee, and just happy to get a region championship and send these seniors out on senior night, beating the crosstown rival and just claiming that region championship.
Baker Woodward, head coach of the Savannah Christian Raiders, our guest here on the High School Sports Roundup, 48-28 victory over Savannah Country Day last night. And Coach, you mentioned that right there. I mean, it was 21-20 at halftime, a back-and-forth ball game. You guys able to outscore Savannah Country Day, only allow one touchdown there in the second half. Was there any sort of defensive adjustment, or was that just simply being able to execute and cause havoc there in the second half and that was able to slow them down?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Coach Walsh, our defensive coordinator, he made an adjustment. He'll be the first to tell you, the first half, he told our guys, he said, you know, it's my fault that they scored on a couple of plays, and he went back to what he wanted to do, and you know, got a single high safety, got some more guys in there to stop the run, and I mean, our secondary just played a phenomenal game. You know, led by Bradley Anderson. Bradley Anderson came back; he's had an injury, and he had a big pick, and Naeem Wimberly, I think he gets his second pick of the year. And I tell you, Country Day's got a guy named Kenny Odom, and he's one of the best we've seen. And Naeem was on him all night, did a great job. And our senior corner, Blake Brown, had another good night. And our other safety, we've already mentioned his name several times, George Futch was back there making sure nothing bad happened. But, yeah, Coach Walsh did a phenomenal job at the half. Made him adjustment, you know, right after that last drive that Country Day, that last scoring drive they had, made an adjustment, and our guys responded so well. And Peyton Cromwell's been leading us all year at the linebacker position. He got a big pick in the second half as well and almost returned it for a touchdown. But, yeah, defensive adjustments were key. And then our offense, you know, I told our guys at halftime, I said, you know, the only team that can stop us right now offensively is ourselves. And, you know, we made some mistakes. We had the first game that we've had all year where we actually had three turnovers. And but, hey, can't be too mad. You have three turnovers and still have a chance to score over 50. Very proud of our guys.
Absolutely, Coach. And you mentioned that not throwing the ball a lot, actually not at all, in the second half when you guys were trying to separate there from Country Day. But one of the guys that you're handing the ball off to a lot, Eli Brown, a couple touchdowns for him on the night. And Spencer Robichaux, you mentioned, man, threw it a bunch in the first half, said, hey, look, man, we're going to have to turn around and hand the ball off in the second.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was kind of my fault. At the end of the first half, we had about a minute and a half left, and we went with a two-minute drill, and we should have just ran the ball and, you know, kept play-action passing them. And, but Spencer had a great night. You know, it just goes without saying. I mean, he's a three-year starter. He's a senior, and he just played phenomenal last night. You know, he'll be the first to tell you in the first half he missed a wide-open receiver, but he came back with two great throws, one to Jordan Hoffman for a long touchdown and one to George Futch again for a touchdown. But, you know, what he did with his legs the entire game, I don't know the stats. I hadn't done the stats. I'm trying to take a little break from football this morning, but I'd be willing to guess that he probably had, you know, maybe close to 100 passing, maybe, but he probably had closer to 100 when it comes down to rushing. Had a big run on a counter trap in the first half and then had several, three or four runs on the triple option, where he was just carrying some Country Day defenders. But great leader, great night for Spencer Robichaux.
Coach, you mentioned it there, taking a break from football right now. If that's the case, are there some deer out there that need to be a little bit worried this weekend?
I don't know, man. I've got my son in the truck right now. We're heading to the hunting club right now, actually. And yeah, I hope so. I hope all my buddies haven't killed all the deer in Reidsville right now, because that's where I headed. But I heard that everybody had a good afternoon yesterday afternoon. There was a lot of deer movement. So hopefully we'll see some. And but we're just going to kind of have a good time. And, you know, Ford's going to be riding some four-wheelers. And so it should be a good time.
No doubt about that. Always is for sure out there in the woods. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to be out there taking advantage of some time off over the course of the week to get out there and try and hunt some down for sure. And Savannah Christian, bye week next week, but then looking forward to some big games in the playoffs in a few weeks, and certainly looking forward to the Raiders getting back on the field as they get the win there last night, grab the one seed and the region championship there with a 48-28 victory over Savannah Country Day. Baker Woodward, head coach of Savannah Christian, our guest here on the High School Sports Roundup. But, Coach, it's been great talking to you here on the show. We'll certainly talk to you again soon. And best of luck as you prepare for the big games coming up. But best of luck this week out there in the woods as well.
Well, PJ and Christian, thanks so much for having me. And thanks so much for all y'all do for high school sports and just covering high school sports. I don't think, you know, I've been in Savannah my entire life, but, you know, right now I think we have the most coverage of high school sports that we've ever had, and that's thanks to you, PJ, and Christian. We really appreciate it.
We appreciate that, Coach, and we love doing it for sure. So there's no doubt about that, and they just like to get these stories out and this information out about the guys and exposure for them. So no doubt, Coach, we appreciate that. But certainly best of luck. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thanks so much, PJ. Go Raiders.
Thank you, Coach. Baker Woodward, head coach of Savannah Christian, our guest here on the High School Sports Roundup. And yeah, as he mentioned, that not only goes for us, I think, but also all the other friends and colleagues we have in the area as well, doing a great job. But if there wasn't any high school football or any high school sports, we wouldn't have anything to cover. So just happy to have football, as we've been talking about, and sports here in this 2020 season with the pandemic and everything like that. But Savannah Christian, obviously a great year. And you talked about there with Spencer Robichaux. I've been talking about this week. I think he's having one of the best seasons in the area. But I think for some reason, kind of very quietly, going into the ball game there, had almost 1,600 yards passing on the year, an 18-2 touchdown to interception ratio, and the leading rusher for Savannah Christian on the year as well. And as he mentioned, added about 100 rushing yards there last night against Savannah Country Day. So having a great year there, and the Raiders are as well, winning that region championship. We'll come back, wrap it all up here on the High School Sports Roundup, and preview some of these big matchups, tell you about them coming up in the first week of the playoffs. That's when we come back here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, the ESPN app, ESPNCoastal.com. And welcome back to High School Sports Roundup here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, the ESPN app, ESPNCoastal.com. PJ Zucco, Christian Gokel here with you, closing it out in the last week of the regular season and looking forward to the playoffs here in 2020, and thankful to be looking forward to that, especially on this week of Thanksgiving, where, you know, coaches always say we want to be practicing on Thanksgiving. That's one of the most special times of the year, and that means you're deep in the playoffs. Now, that means you made it to the playoffs here in 2020, but I guarantee you every single one of these coaches will be thankful that they're practicing and preparing for a football game on Thanksgiving week. Remember, later today, SCISA, two-way state championship game, Hilton Head Christian Academy taking on Carolina Academy. Both of these games at Charleston Southern. I believe Hilton Head Christian Academy should be on the way to that one if you're not. I believe that one's starting at 12:30. And then the single-A SCISA state championship game, Thomas Hayward Academy and Lee Academy there at Charleston Southern. I believe that one's later in the day at 5:30. Double check me on that, but if you're a Hilton Head Christian Academy fan, I'm sure you're on the road either way. So looking forward to those two games later today. Right before we get out of here, some big playoff matchups coming up next week. Liberty County taking on hosting Central Macon, and Southeast Bullock hosting Upson Lee. Johnson traveling to Peach County there next week, and Windsor Forest going to be traveling to Crisp County. Congratulations to Jason Cameron, head coach of the Vidalian Indians. They come back to the region championship there this week and win the region championship. Travel to Bleckley County coming up next week in the first round. Aquinas going to be traveling to Eagles Landing Christian. It's Calvary Day hosting Landmark Christian next week, and Savannah Country Day traveling to Whitfield Academy. How about Metter? Undefeated on the year.
Heck of a team.
Yeah, my goodness. They win the region championship. They will host Turner County, and McIntosh County Academy, a great year, right? Their reward, you host Clinch County in the first round of the playoffs, and a crazy matchup there, but at the end of the day, I think that's going to be one to circle for sure coming up next week. And you might have noticed there, no 4A matchups. That's because those are to be determined still. Check in later in the night and be sure to pay attention to everything on social media to see where and who the 4A teams will be playing next week there in the 4A classification. Some games going on with their opponents to sort out the region standings on the other side.
And a running list on ESPNCoastal.com right now of the local teams and where they're going to be playing, who they're going to be playing, and again, mentioning the 4A. As soon as we find out who those opponents are going to be, we'll update that list for you as well. But if you just need somewhere to go throughout the playoffs to figure out where the local teams are going to be playing, if you want to get out and see a playoff game, ESPNCoastal.com, right there on the front page, you'll be able to find out all of that information.
Absolutely. So be sure to check that out. For Christian Gokel, I am PJ Zucco. This has been the High School Sports Roundup on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton at the ESPN app, ESPNCoastal.com. Stay tuned. 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock every Saturday morning here on the High School Sports Roundup. We will go as far as these teams go in the playoffs, so keep it tuned. to hear every Saturday morning for that information. Keep it tuned as well to ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head for the Georgia Bulldogs later in the day, getting back on the field. But for Christian, I'm PJ, hoping you have a fantastic rest of your weekend. Stay safe wherever you go, and God bless.